talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
To your best friend's house.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving and a wonderful Black Friday, if you can have a wonderful Black Friday. I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Tongue Tied by Group Love, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, and that's coming up February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to Matthew Koster with Gotcha Covered, Michelle Sauter with One Coast Design, and she's an interior designer. Very interesting interview there. Also, John Shelton with Carolina Stain and Paint. And finally, Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. He can help you with any kind of a bathroom remodel that you may have. Well, I mentioned the Charleston Home and Design Show. I'm looking at our floor plan right now, and we have 15 remaining booths left. So I say this only because we're very, very proud of the fact that we're going to have one of the best home shows in our 20-year history. We've been putting on the Charleston Home and Design Show since 2004. And this is going to be one of our best shows. We've only got 15 blank spaces on our floor plan map here. And if you happen to own a company that caters to affluent homeowners, you have a home-related product that you would like to display at the show, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call, and you can be one of the remaining 15 booths that we have available. Well, I also just wanted to remind you about the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design. It's got Mike and Gray Benko, the stars of Magnolia Network's Happy to Be Home with the Benkos TV series, on the cover. And besides that very interesting cover story, our fall issue is our remodeling issue, and we've got just so many different 90-plus local remodel projects in the fall issue. And so a lot of people are thinking about 2024 already and changes that you want to make in your home. And if you are interested in maybe getting some inspiration and ideas, and especially contact information for the great local companies that are responsible for these beautiful projects and within our pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, pick up an issue. And you can do that by going to, you'll find Charleston Home and Design Magazine at just about every home-related showroom throughout Charleston. So you may not ever, if you don't have a project going on, you may not ever walk into Melser Tile, but if you're in the North area, you can drop by Melser Tile and pick up a copy of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. If you're downtown, you can drop by Moloff's Plumbing and pick up a copy. Mount Pleasant, you can stop by Stephen Shell Living, West Ashley, GDC Home, lots of great places. We'll have a great long weekend as part of our long weekend, and enjoy the Carolina Clemson game. And now we're talking with interior designer Michelle Sauter with One Coast Design. How are you, Michelle?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Michelle, take a moment and tell everyone about One Coast Design.
One Coast Design is an interior design firm. We're based in Somerville, but we do projects all over the place, and our clients come from all over too. So we specialize in new builds. We specialize in historic homes. We've seen the gamut. Our clients are always coming to us with the most unique projects and things for us to get our hands on and help them solve issues, whether it's structural things going on with older homes or if it's new builds, being able to kind of work closely with their architects and also builders. Mm-hmm. So we have lots of really great relationships with vendors in the area, and we absolutely love working with homeowners to make their home perfect for them.
Well, I know that your ultimate goal is to design, help homeowners design the home that's perfect for them. But what is coastal design?
Coastal means different things to different people. I am dedicated to helping clients find their version of coastal. Our clients move here, like I said, from all over the country, all over the world, actually. They're so excited to experience the Charleston lifestyle that we all love so much. My team and I love doing the deep dive to help each of these clients find their very own version of coastal. It means different things to different people. So that's our main North Star, is figuring out what your perfect coastal look is.
Gotcha. And I understand the offices of One Coast Design are located in historic Somerville home. Can you tell me about the journey you took to renovate and restore this Somerville home?
Absolutely. We love this area. We love this home. We have a heart for historic homes. The Coburn Hutchinson House is considered rare for the area here in Somerville, too. It's one of the only three Charleston single houses here in Somerville that hasn't been egregiously added onto. Its roots date back to about 1859. My husband's an engineer and I'm a designer. And when we decided to take this on, we were very excited. We both lived in historic homes separately and together now. And it was just a really unique opportunity for us to do something really fun together in this area. We decided on the name because it encompassed the names of the first families who lived here. We continue to restore the rooms inside one by one, from the kitchen to the bedrooms and everything in between. And it hasn't been easy. Friends always ask, you know, are you finished yet? And I always say, honey, design is never done.
Yeah.
But the journey is always the fun part, right?
Right, right. Yeah, and that's interesting that you're married to an engineer, because usually the way an engineer thinks is a little different from the way an interior designer thinks. That's maybe a little bit more on the creative side.
It's amazing how well aligned we are, though, because I'm very logical and think about structures all day long, and he's quite creative solving problems. You know, engineering problems are always going into the laboratory trying to figure stuff out. So we make a really good team with that kind of stuff. He's a little fancy around the edges. He'd just die if I said that, but yeah.
Well, good deal. What sets One Coast Design apart from other interior design firms in Charleston?
We have a very unique way that we approach client jobs. Most of our clients are 55 and older. They're moving here from all different parts of the country, different parts of the world. And being in that age group, I mean, you collect things and you have things that you are bringing with you. And even though you're building a new home and you might have furniture from your other place, trying to insert it sometimes into a new build is not as easy as it sounds. So what we like to do is take a look at what you have. Take a look at exactly what you're bringing with you, whether it's collections of heirlooms, You know, our clients are well-traveled. They have pieces that were made from their parents or handed down to them. We absolutely love incorporating those into their new design scheme. We're not a everything must go and we're going to give you our version of coastal kind of designers. We love to see the pieces that you've collected, whether it be artwork, like I said, heirlooms. It's just really incredible, and it really truly makes your house a home to be able to incorporate and make them. A lot of times a painting can be a jumping off point for the whole color scheme of a room, and we're not afraid of color. Mm-hmm. So, but it needs to be, you know, balanced out. Not everybody loves a ton of color. Everybody thinks they want to go and visit somebody whose home has a lot of color, and then they come home and they go, oh, thank goodness, my house is more like me. So that's what we endeavor to do. Strike a balance and find a scheme that really works for you, that you can be proud of, and that you don't look like your neighbors, and that you look very uniquely you.
Yeah, that's probably a relief to a lot of our listeners to hear, because most people have never worked with an interior designer. And one of the fears they may have is that that the interior designer is going to push their style on the homeowner rather than...
That happens a lot.
Rather than, you know, the approach that you take at One Coast Design, where you're trying to get a feel for what's important to the homeowners and then working that into the overall scheme.
Yes, that's very well said. And I find that they just can't believe they found somebody that will truly, in the truest sense of the words, work with them.
Right, right. I saw on your website, onecoastdesign.com, that you will help a homeowner redesign just one room. What is a one-room wonder?
We had to add that because we were getting a lot of people that said, oh my goodness, I want you to do the entire house, but right now we can really only focus in this one area. Will you just do this? And we found that a lot of other designers wanted to do the whole home. And we're like, you know something, we're really onto something, because sometimes people just want their living room redone, or maybe just a kitchen or a bath, or even a guest room. So we could just focus on that. We take into consideration the entire home. We want to make sure it's all coordinating. But sometimes doing a guest bedroom or even a master bedroom completely from scratch, it really gives it a new lease on life.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a warning to our listeners, working with an interior designer can be habit forming, because once you have a great experience with an interior designer like Michelle Sauter with One Coast Design, suddenly the walls come down with that homeowner, and the thinking is, oh my gosh, I can't live without you. I don't want to make an expensive or a time consuming mistake choosing something. So all of a sudden they start leaning on that interior designer for all of their decision making. Have you found that to be the case with you folks?
We have had that happen so many times, I can't tell you. We kind of jokingly refer to it, and probably your listeners, I hope they're not offended by this, but like, we call it the gateway drug. It's like, once you see like what we can achieve for you, you kind of go bananas and go, oh my goodness, what else can we do?
Yeah.
And you brought up a really good point too, just about needing someone to help make those decisions out of the gate. We get a lot of calls from people that are buying a brand new home and they live elsewhere and the home is being built, and they think it's too early to call us because it's time to go figure out all of the finishes and the flooring and the all of the accents and everything that the builder has to know that what they want. So we accompany clients to those meetings and help them make selections that will stand the test of time. I'm a big believer on classic, and having a home that will, we're really big on ROI, whether or not that's your forever home, or if you are just going to stay there for 10 years because you want to get closer to the beach, whatever it is. We're always very cognizant of your timeline, how much you want to invest in the space, but we can keep you from making those very costly mistakes out of the gate by picking things that are a little bit, they're on trend, but they're a little trendy overall. Mm-hmm. So we can kind of circumvent that a little bit.
Yeah, nobody wants a dated looking home, and
no.
So how do you at One Coast Design emphasize timeless design versus those latest trends that come and go?
Well, there are things that are classic, and there's a reason that they're classic is because they've been around a while. A lot of times, things that are even that are vintage will come back into vogue. People say, "Oh, white subway tile is out." Well, don't tell all of the people that are putting in these gorgeous multi-million dollar homes and still using white subway tile and guest showers and all different, you know, just pool houses, different areas, because it is so classic and it's never going to go out. You can change the color of your cabinetry. You can change the color of the walls. You can change artwork, seasonal throw pillows. But if you can get those classic elements in there, out of the gate, you're never going to feel like your home is in a time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Updates are a lot easier.
Well, you bring up a good point. The classic subway tile. Our previous home was built in the 40s and has mm-hmm. white subway tile in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things that never goes out of style.
The Vizcaya, hotel down in Miami, you go in there and their kitchens that were built in the, late 1800s, early 1900s, that whole area just sprang up. It's the Deering Estate. You go into the kitchens and it's all white subway tile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so elegant and so timeless. And it's just like, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. What role does the homeowner play in the design process?
We're totally involved with them right from the get-go. We're always communicating with our clients from the moment we meet them to the final installation and beyond. I mean, we usually end up working with on other homes that they have, and we love that. We love our repeat clients. We have some clients that are on their third and fourth homes with us, and we're so thankful for that loyalty. But we take all kinds of notes about their lifestyle and livability and what they need in their home. And I always say, this is one of my mantras, you get to live here. It needs to be perfect for you. So we really take that into consideration to make sure that all of the details are being handled according to exactly what they need and want.
Mm-hmm.
We love that.
Yeah. Well, how can folks get more information about One Coast Design and to learn about the unique One Coast Design process?
Sure. They can follow us on Instagram at One Coast Design, and the one is spelled out, O-N-E, Coast Design. They can reach out to me personally. My email address is michelle@onecoastdesign.com. You can go on our website. You can poke around in there. There's an intake form on there, too. It's very casual. You just reach out to us and say, hey, I'm working on my bathroom, and I'm kind of stuck. We get that a lot. Or we're moving into the area in 6 months, and we just bought a house, and we have to pick out finishes, and we're just a little nervous. Can you help? So we reach right back out and get something going with them, and we just love that. We love being involved from the ground floor because we really feel that that helps the homeowner not get overwhelmed, because there are an ocean of details that need to be established, and it can be overwhelming especially for a new homeowner.
Well, it's as cliche as it sounds, it's the biggest investment in your life, your home.
Sure.
And why would you want to? I sometimes think that women in particular feel pressure to make those design decisions themselves, when mm-hmm. That's not the case. It's nothing.
Agreed.
There's nothing wrong with asking for help. So
you got that right, and I'm right here to help you.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Michelle Sauter with One Coast Design. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Tim, for having me. I really appreciate it.
And talking to us now is Matthew Koster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston. How are you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Tim?
Good, thank you. Matthew, take a moment and tell everyone about Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston.
So, Gotcha Covered, we are a custom window treatment company. We do custom shutters, shades, blinds, draperies, exterior patio shades and exterior drapery as well. So we're kind of don't stick to one thing. Got a lot of options in our vendor book. We do full service installation, free home consultations. So kind of help you through the design process.
Very good. What are you seeing? The types of window treatments that folks are choosing for their homes these days?
Well, you know, Charleston is very different market. You know, they really focus on some shutters, you know, some plantation shutters, as you see in the historic downtown area. The beach has got the woven wood vibes that everyone loves. Just great fabrics. And we have Hunter Douglas and Graber and Pro Design, a little bit some budget friendly stuff, because these things are hand woven. They can get up there with some expenses, but you know, you get what you pay for on that. And you know, some motorization. Motorization is getting better and better. You know, it's just last week they came out with some new hub that can kind of connect all the shades together, when before you kind of had to work with the same motors. So they're always improving right now with the motorization.
Mm. And when you say motorization, can you describe that a little bit?
Yeah, you can sync your home up with room by room. The shades can, you know, just click of a button, or we can connect it to your automation home. You know, you can do it by an app on your phone. You can connect it to Alexa. You know, all kinds of options nowadays.
And to have motorized shades, do you have to hardwire those the motorized shades, or how does that work?
No, I'm glad you asked that. It's a great point. Battery operation has gotten to be more of the norm. Obviously, if we are in the process of the builder talking to the builder beforehand, we can hardwire. Hardwire is great. You never lose power. But battery has been a great option these days. You only have to charge them once or twice a year, depending on how much you use them. And it's really a seamless charging. You know, it takes like, I think, 2 to 4 hours per shade, and you just kind of switch out the battery packs and kind of on your way.
Gotcha. What's in your experience, how reliable have the motorized shades been? And I ask this from the standpoint of, like, if it's, you know, are they reliable? Will they? Is there going to be tech problems if someone's not very you know, tech savvy?
You know, that kind of comes with a lot of our consultation. So most of the issues I find is when there's a Wi-Fi issue with the home, not the shades themselves. Typically, if there is a shade or motorization problem, we catch it on the install, and we get that warrantied up and remade, typically within 2 weeks. Yeah, there are occasional issues down the road. Obviously, we're talking about technology. It does happen. The warranty for most of the motors is 5 years, but they do last longer than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are you, you know, if someone knows that they want to get some new window treatments, do they come to you, or do you come to them to try to pick those out?
You know, currently I'm set up, and I really like to go into the home. I like to talk to them previously about kind of what their style is. Maybe talk if they have exactly what they know, which is very rare, it seems. But I kind of bring the showroom to the house, kind of pick out, you know, the colors of the wall, colors of the trim, their style, their fabrics. And it just works a little better being in the home, seeing the light that they bring in is all different. If you had a showroom, that's great too, but you don't get to see how it looks in your own home. So I usually pack up my showroom and bring it to you. It's a little easier that way. And we kind of start there.
Gotcha. And, when it comes to choosing the window treatments, do the customers of Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston, are they picking out one style of window treatments for the entire house, or is it okay to kind of mix and match?
You know, this is a personal preference question, but it is okay to mix and match. I'd say room by room if you'd like, floor by floor for some. So, I mean, I'm building a house myself, and I'm doing two different shades. I'm doing some wovens and some shutters, kind of room by room. So you can mix and match, in no harm with that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And how do you, I'm sure you take into account, like if, you know, part of the house has got a southern exposure where it's getting sun all day long, or if people don't, they're worried about the UV rays maybe fading their upholstered furniture or flooring. How do you handle those kind of questions?
Well, there are other products, some products that do better against the UV rays, like a solar shade, you know, a honeycomb cellular shade does better with energy efficiency. So does a solar. So, you know, you kind of start narrowing down products, and that's also why it's great to be in the home. And you kind of see the issues or the concerns that a customer might have that they might miss if they were going to a showroom. And you can kind of address those issues or narrow down your fabrics and your products by, you know, the solutions that we're trying to fix.
Okay. Gotcha. And what if you have some people, I've had some experience with folks that do work like overnight shifts. So they're very, very, paranoid about getting enough sleep and in that case, would you recommend like blackout shades or anything like that?
Yeah, we do have some blackout shade options, and you can also provide kind of like a blackout casing around the window where the shade inserts into kind of a insert on the outside. And that really, really narrows down your light that comes in and gives you that 100% blackout if that's an option that you're looking for. Other than that, the fabrics themselves, we have plenty of fabrics that are blackout, and then we can install them differently just to get you exactly what you want. Inside mount, outside mount, there's different ways we can mount them to kind of address the light issue depending on what you are concerned with or how dark you want it. If you want 0%, then we got to put those blackout casing on, and that's the best way to go, and that works with nurseries as well.
Okay. And what's the turnaround time from the time that you visit a homeowner and talk to them about their needs to the time that the window treatments are installed?
Yeah, that's always a tough one. Every product, every vendor is a little different. So, you know, solar and roller shades typically come a little faster, but every vendor is a little different as well. So we are dealing with manufacturers, and manufacturers have their issues. So they sometimes just have quality control that might cause a delay. But I typically tell my customers three to 6 weeks from order to install. And, you know, on average, we probably range 3 to 4 weeks for the solar rollers. Wovens are a little different story. They're just a product that is more meticulous on their design. The fabrics are more, it's all hand woven. So those are typically in that, I'd say, 5 to 9 week lead time from order to install. My shutters, we just partnered with a local manufacturer, so my shutters are local now. I don't sell anything else outside of that unless you ask for it. I do carry others. I like, you know, having that local presence. We get our shutter lead time is 3 to 4 weeks, which is pretty unheard of. Most other vendors are looking for domestic, you know, you're looking at 5 to 7 weeks lead time at least. So it really cuts down any issues that you may have. They get it taken care of right away. So just being a having a local manufacturer partnership has just been tremendous. They do fantastic product, and it's right here in Charleston.
Well, that's great. And are those shutters a wood shutter, or are they kind of a poly wood? Or
We mostly stick with the poly for the local. Mm-hmm. They used to do the wood. It's just the wood just has some issues down the road sometimes that it's just not worth. I can still my other vendors still carry the wood, but I say 95% of the homes that I go in, we're looking at the polyvinyl anyways, and that's the best product usually for 95% of the houses I go into or businesses. The other percentage, you know, I do cover the wood. You know, if it's a bigger window or something like that, if they want a color stain or something of that nature, that's where my other vendors come in. It takes a little bit longer. The costs are a little bit more with wood, but, you know, 95% of the time, the poly from the local is what gets the job done.
Well, great. Well, how can folks get more information about Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston?
You can head to the website, gotchacovered.com/coastal-charleston. You can call me, on our company line, 843-913-8281.
All right. And you can always find Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Matthew Koster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston. Thanks so much, Matthew.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Thanks for having me.
And now we're talking with John Shelton with Carolina Stain and Paint. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you doing?
Good, good. John, take a moment and tell everyone about Carolina Stain and Paint.
Sure. So Carolina Stain and Paint, a lot of people know us from our name from a while back, Carolina Stain and Seal. We started specializing in exterior wood restoration, protection, staining of fences, porches, decks, docks, and just really did a, you know, we do a phenomenal job with that. It's kind of our bread and butter, but I come from a paint background, and we had a, you know, we had a lot of our customers reaching out to us to do a lot of other work, and we just kind of scaled up to where we can accommodate our clients with no matter what their project is at home, whether it's repainting the exterior, getting some interior rooms freshened up for the holidays, trim work, and also, you know, still providing great staining and sealing services as well.
Gotcha. Okay. Good deal. So, Carolina Stain and Paint, you folks, specialize in exterior coating, for homeowners, coating exterior, the exterior, parts of the home, besides the exterior siding, what about like decks and docks and things like that? Fences?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, whether it's new construction or an older home, you know, here in the Low Country, porches are very prevalent. Everybody has a fence. A lot of people are fortunate enough to have a dock and have that wonderful backyard. But these substrates, these, you know, this wood is fully exposed and vulnerable to the elements that South Carolina poses, which is pretty extreme. We have a very brutal climate, and our commodity here in the Southeast is pressure-treated pine. That's what we see, I'd say 90% of the time is what we encounter, whether it be tongue and groove or just regular decking boards. But there, no matter what the species of wood is, if it's exposed to the outside and it's not protected and sealed, it's 100% vulnerable to all the elements. We have extreme heat. We have torrential downpours. If you're on the coast, you have, you know, a lot of salt in the air. And we provide the ability to basically go in there. If it's an old substrate, if it's an old deck and you're like, man, this thing just looks terrible, we can completely restore that surface and get it protected and looking better than the day it was ever built. If it's new construction, then we go in there and we prepare the substrate, and we can actually protect it and retain that aesthetic that you want. And, you know, a lot of people do it because aesthetically it's very pleasing. But the main goal is to protect your investment. You know, mm-hmm. it's replacing this wood and, you know, docks and stuff like that. It's very costly. So it's definitely money well spent whenever it comes to protecting your exterior wood substrates.
You know, you didn't mention it's my wife's number one worry about any kind of rot on the outside of your house or any, you know, whether it be on a wooden deck or the fence or the siding, you name it. Her number one worry is termites.
Sure.
Because
sure,
if that exterior material is not protected, if it's not coated and painted properly, and it does start to rot, have you had any experience with running into a termite problem for some of your customers?
We have, and especially down in the structures where it's supported from underneath. You know, your stringers and your support posts and load bearing posts, them are more in our purview, to where we've seen projects to where we had to partner with some of our reputable partners and have wood rot repair done, and get the structurally correct before we move forward with protecting it. Because, you know, protecting the top of a deck or something with a rotted out post underneath it, that's just no good. So, I mean, whenever we look at a project, we really evaluate every aspect of it and inform the customer of what needs to be done to do it the right way and what's going to make their money go, you know, the distance and make the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we see all the time, you know, and that's a great analogy with the termites. That's something that I use quite a bit. You know, if you build a new home, especially here in South Carolina, and you don't have a termite bond, you're really setting yourself up for failure. And it's really the same way with your exposed decking, whether it be a fence, porch, deck, dock, or a playset, or anything that's outside that is exposed wood. It has that same vulnerability just to the moisture, the sun, and the elements in the air itself. With our climate. So that's a great analogy and one that I use quite often.
And I think there are very few termite companies out there, pest control companies that will give you some sort of a replacement contract. So sometimes they used to do that and some still do, I think, but for the most part, you know, the termite companies are concerned with is preventative. And so they're looking for a problem when they come out and do a termite inspection on your property. They're looking to see evidence of the termites, but then they also will point out where you've got rotten wood and things like that. And there, we have a lot of newcomers to the area that maybe never experienced termites where they lived before, and it's one of those issues. It's same with, as you mentioned, all the other things like the heat and humidity and the salt air and all of that. It can all be prevented if you hire a company like Carolina Stain and Paint to make sure that everything on the exterior of your home is coated and protected, doesn't get any of that moisture intrusion, and that can easily cause rot.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, you know, what we do, you're just a benefactor of a great result in aesthetics. Like I said, 90% of the people that we talk to, they are concerned about protection of the substrate and these structures, but they also really have a plan in mind of how aesthetically they want their home and their curb appeal to look. And we provide service. So, I mean, we're providing two services in one. Number one, you're getting protection and you're under a warranty with us, and we back everything that we do. And at the same time, we're able to achieve that certain aesthetic that someone wants. Just a great example is with Ipe and, you know, exotic dense hardwoods. We see that a lot on the coast. And, you know, I'm fully transparent with everybody. You don't have to do anything to a dense hardwood like that to sustain, because it's naturally resilient to the outside elements. But a lot of people want that nice, rich amber color in that if they would, because it's the aesthetic that they want. And when we go to our client's house and we, you know, get these, we bring these if they surfaces back from like a grungy gray or a silver gray, and we leave them with a beautiful finished deck, that's something that will have to be maintained regularly to maintain that aesthetic. But that's one of them species of wood where you're doing it for an aesthetic. Mm-hmm. You're not having to do it with protection. But however, with pine, and what we see more prevalent, it's, you know, it's something that it doesn't take as much maintenance. But if you are in a new construction home and you got a front upper porch or a back deck or a lower porch, or you built a fence or anything like that, you know, that's something that kind of goes hand in hand. You really want to prevent that investment from getting to that point. It's going to save you money to protect it. And aesthetically, it's just going to look amazing with your home.
Do any homeowners ever have Carolina stain and paint out to do an inspection on the house just to maybe see if there are any weak points on the outside that need some sealing?
Absolutely. I wouldn't say it's more of an inspection. Typically, I guess you could call that an estimate.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, we have had people reach out to us and ask us, especially people that are unfamiliar with, you know, we have a lot of people that come from up north and out west that's, you know, moving here, and they're not familiar with something like pressure-treated pine. They're not familiar with IPBE surfaces, depending on the region and the home, and they do get educated on that, and they want to know why it needs to be protected, but also what's the benefit of doing so and what's the longevity with it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different options depending on what that customer's asking for, but we absolutely guide them along, tell them what needs to be done, why it needs to be done, and what our processes are to get that achieved. And we've had great success with that.
Well, good deal. One last question. What's your go-to paint or stain brand of paint or stain that Carolina Stain and Paint uses?
I got to tell you, that's a big range. There's a right product for the right project always. There is no one product that fixes everything. If we're doing an exterior repaint on a home, 90% of the homes that we repaint are within 7 years of new construction. And the reason being is, you know, in the construction world, everything's done on production. And a lot of things are done with materials that just don't have sustainability. If you have a medium to darker color home and it's 7 years old and it's hardy, there's a good chance you're going to see fading and you'll see like a chalky finish. So a large percentage of the home repaints that we do, we actually, you know, we use what we feel is the best at this point, which is Sherwin-Williams Emerald with Rain Refresh. And it gives your home a beautiful finish. But not only that, it actually helps clean itself whenever it rains and stuff. It's a self-cleaning product. And we do a very good job. We've had great success with it. And we offer an industry-leading warranty because we back our processes and we know that the product's phenomenal.
Yeah. You mentioned new construction. I think one of the things that homeowners oftentimes will overlook when they're choosing a paint color for the exterior of their home is, and if you take a look at a paint swatch and flip it over on the back, it has I don't know if it spells it out, but it says LRV or light reflective value. And
sure.
I'm sure you're aware of that. But homeowners, they choose a color that they think is pretty. But like when we built our house in 2009, we chose a paint color that had a I believe it was a it was a mid-range light reflective value. And like, for instance, some people, if white would be reflects like 100% of the light, and if you painted your house dark brown, it absorbs 100% and it's going to fade. Even a yellow, my in-laws painted their house yellow, and that has a very low light reflective value, so it tends to fade the paint. And that's one of the things I think everyone should really take into consideration is choose a color that you love, but then also make sure the light reflective value is such that you won't have to repaint. You're not going to worry about it fading over time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. The biggest thing is whether you use Carolina Stain & Paint, you use another contractor, or you're a DIY guy, it pays dividends to do your research and really educate yourself on the decisions you're going to make with your home. Them decisions can either haunt you 5 years later, or they can, or you can be a hero and just honestly almost not even worry about it again for many, many, many years.
Exactly.
Technology has come a long, long way. So the LRV that you were talking about, it is obtainable with a lot of different color homes now. It's just the technology and the paint, such as the Emerald Rain Refresh that I was discussing. It allows to have a reflective value with a darker color. So technology has come a really long way with people being able to choose the color they want and still get that max longevity out of it. So it's something that, people definitely need to take the time to educate themselves and just work with a contractor. We got a lot of folks that call us and I've talked to a lot of people over the phone and just kind of guided them along and they did it themselves or whatever, and it's all about building relationships and having a good result at the end of the project. That's what matters the most.
That makes sense. Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina Stain & Paint?
Sure. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, all the social media sites. I love when people go to Google. There's literally thousands of photos there of our work. You can find us at CarolinaStainAndSeal.com. You can find us at CarolinaStainAndPaint.com. And you can give our office a call. Lauren would be glad to talk to you. She's very, very well versed in everything that we do. And that phone number is 843-285-5924.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with John Shelton with Carolina Stain & Paint, and you can always find Carolina Stain & Paint within the pages of Charleston Home & Design magazine as well. Thanks so much, John.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
And now we're talking with Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. How you doing, Dan?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Dan, you take a moment and tell everyone about Bath Tune-Up.
Yeah, sure. So what I like to describe us is a white glove service from start to finish. We'll do anything from tub to shower conversions, simple tune-ups, just, if people want a new vanity, new mirror, new light, something like that. Or we'll take it down to the studs fully custom. And whatever the customer wants.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yep.
And in Bath Tune-Up, this is a franchise, so there's other Bath Tune-Ups around the country, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. We're throughout the U.S. and Canada.
Gotcha. What comes to mind from a homeowner's point of view is, and I have experienced this myself, other homeowners probably have, where you hire a contractor and then there might be a problem or an issue down the road and you can't find that contractor. That seems to be one of the advantages of working with a company like Bath Tune-Up. You've got kind of a Bath Tune-Up headquarters that you could always turn to if there was a problem.
Yeah, 100%. There's full support by the home office. You're never going to run into an issue of the contractor disappearing or anything like that. We will always show up. And listen, it's a, renovation projects. You'll hit some bumps in the road. But our promise to the homeowner is that we'll be fully transparent. We'll fix whatever's wrong. And we'll always provide a solution.
Gotcha. Well, is Bath Tune-Up one of the companies that promises like a one-day turnaround, or talk a little bit more about the remodeling process with Bath Tune-Up?
So that's a difficult question. I will say that we can do stuff in one day. Basically, if our competition is saying that they can do one day, that's going to be a tub to shower conversion, generally speaking. We can do that in 2 days, basically, because I would ask if they're going to change out the valve in the wall. We always change out the valve in the wall just because we don't know what was installed, if it was installed properly, if there's water damage behind the wall. So 2 days is the minimum. And also if they're saying that it's one day, they might be putting a skin over what's already existing. I would never recommend doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think people kind of get that mentality that they get from like HGTV, where, you know, the entire project is wrapped up in 30 minutes. And we certainly would like it to be wrapped up that quickly. But the reality is it's just there's not a lot of good that can come out of speeding through a remodel project.
Exactly. You do not want to speed through this. This is your house. You're going to be in the bathroom every single day. You do not want to rush through this. Also, what I'll speak to HGTV is there's a reason why it's on TV and everything's not, as it seems to be. Some of it's true, but you know, some of those budgets that they come up with, I have to laugh because the concrete costs that much.
Yeah.
And they're saying the whole project costs that much. You know, you got to be careful with that.
Right. So bathrooms are wet areas, and sometimes the bathroom remodel is being done because the homeowner has experienced a leak. What does Bath Tune-Up, how do you folks handle situations where like the subfloor might be rotted?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up. We run into this quite a bit, and we use that as an opportunity to rip out that wood rot and start fresh, you know, so you have a brand new foundation to build upon. Where, you know, sometimes homeowners kind of bury their head in the sand and they're like, I'll get to that later on. No, you should fix it now because you could have mold back there, could be adverse health effects. So what we want to do is we want to get in there, brand new foundation, and build upon that.
Mm-hmm. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. And does Bath Tune-Up do any work out beyond a bathroom?
Nope. We're just bathrooms only. So we specialize in bathrooms. That's what we're good at, and we stick to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. As the bathroom remodel is going on, what will homeowners experience? What will the homeowner experience be? And you mentioned when we started the interview that you offer a white glove service. So talk about how the workers interact with the homeowners. The homeowner is most likely not moving out of the house while the project is going on. So what will the homeowners be experiencing while Bath Tune-Up is there?
Yeah, so basically the homeowner deals with me directly throughout the whole process. We'll have workers in there, you know, throughout the whole renovation, but they'll always be going through me if any issues arise or any questions that they have. I'll be in constant contact with them throughout the day, send them pictures every single day that we're in there. And I'll also be on the job site every day, or one of my workers will be, just to make sure that we're progressing as we should be and we're staying on time. But yeah, basically just constant communication and making sure our schedule is correct and moving forward properly.
Mm-hmm. What about like... Does Bath Tune-Up put any kind of floor protection down?
So yes, that absolutely. If there's carpeting, we'll throw plastic down. or I'll make my guys wear booties in the house. That's always top of mind to protect the homeowner's belongings and house when we're in there.
And a friend of mine told me this a long time ago. People who decide to live in their house while a remodel project is going on, he calls them dust eaters. And so what does Bath Tune Up like tape off the space so that dust is not going to permeate the whole rest of the house?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Especially during demo day, we'll block off the bathroom completely. So, you know, the dust can get over everything and again can have adverse health effects. So we'll definitely need to contain that dust in some way. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, depending on the space, we'll tape up the door with some sort of plastic to keep it in.
Gotcha. What about selections? Does the homeowner, how does the homeowner choose if they decide they want tile or how do they decide on the plumbing fixtures and the toilet, new toilet and sink or new tub that might be going in that space?
Yeah, we have specific vendors that we deal with where they can go through me. I can show them many selections via, my laptop when I'm in the house, or I can send them into one of my tile vendors and they can go pick out the tile that way. Mm-hmm. If they're not looking to do tile and they want an easier clean, we have different vendors for that as well. Generally a little cheaper than tile and easier to clean if they want to go that route as well. But we have every single option under the sun that is available to them. It just depended on what way they want to go.
What's your favorite part of being the owner of Bath Tune Up?
I would say at the end of a project, the big reveal day and seeing their reaction is, makes it all worthwhile. We're really out there touching people's lives and, it's such an intimate space, the bathroom, and we spend so much time in there that, it really gets me up in the morning to go out and help these people.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Bath Tune Up?
They can go to my website, bathtuneup.com. I'm obviously the Charleston version of that. I also have a Facebook page, Bath Tune Up. They can call me at 843-973-0238. And you can email me at designer@bathtuneup.com, and between the tune and the up is a dash.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Dan Ziner with Bath Tune Up. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.